Entrepreneur Weekly interviews the brilliant leaders of today in order to provide a stepping stone of wisdom on the journey to personal business ownership. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, today, a special show, and probably for the next couple of weeks, by the look of the list I have in front of me, I am at the Consumer Summit presented by Brandless and in Salt Lake City. I have a lot of friends in Salt Lake City, and a new one, Sid Tetreault. She is the CEO of Brandless.
Yep.
First of all, everybody's going to be going, what is this Brandless? You know, you've been on my show before.
Yes.
But you guys put on this summit. So I want to know, just give me the quick, you know, elevator pitch on Brandless. And then why have you put on this summit? So give me all that.
Yeah. So Brandless, we're a platform. We have better for you products and brands that are really all about how families and individuals and people live healthier lives. And so we have products across categories of in your body, on your body, and around your home. But we really think of Brandless as this platform for the people, where you can find and curate these great things that help you live better lives. And so for us, that translates also to the community. You know, when you're in the consumer ecosystem and you're building a company, you need as many resources to get successful as possible. So if you can bring together thousands of your favorite friends who are also trying to build great companies, you can learn from them, you grow together, and you shine a light on things like opportunities you need or capital you're trying to raise. And that synergy tends to feed itself. You can feel the energy.
Oh, it's crazy. It's absolutely amazing. So is this shooting fish in a barrel for you? Because every one of these companies that I've checked out, I didn't have a lot of time, but by the look of this, these are all people you want to be in business with at some point.
Exactly. Yeah. I really believe in the power of connection and relationships.
Yeah.
And I believe you have to invest in that.
So your intention is, let's all grow together.
Exactly.
And then if we find that we're working together, then even better.
Exactly. Yeah. We will. Everyone works together in some way over the course of your career. And if we can be a catalyst for that, we can bring a community together in a space that we care about, it makes a difference for everyone.
So this is your second year.
Yes.
It seems like, by the crowd, it seems like it's successful.
I think it was a total success.
Oh, yeah. I think so, too. I mean, from looking at it, this is my first year, and I hope to come back again next year.
You're always invited.
This list of people you have for me to talk to will last weeks on our show.
Awesome.
These are all people that you guys handpicked to make sure, because I was pretty, I think, with your team when I talked to them, I was pretty specific about, I want, for my audience, everyone I interview to bring something to the table that helps an entrepreneur or somebody in some way, something helpful in their life. And it looks like you guys have picked an amazing list of people and companies.
Yeah,
and that's how I feel most too. Of them are local to Salt Lake City too,
yeah.
Right?
What's really fascinating, Utah is one of the only economies in the country that mirrors the nation. So we're very diverse, but that means that consumer is also a really important part of our ecosystem. I also come out of tech. Tech's super important. But about 1 in 10 jobs in Silicon Slopes are based in consumer. We have entrepreneurs here. They develop amazing ideas, and they really believe in community, and it's very unique to our ecosystem.
Mm. Well, I can tell you we're going to have a wild and crazy several weeks of shows because I'm on for an hour once every Saturday or Sunday, depending on the radio station. But for the podcast community, it'll eventually go to podcast@entrepreneur.com, and we have a list of amazing companies. I mean, if you've ever heard of Traeger Grills, I just bought one. Life-changing.
Life-changing.
And we're going to have the CEO of Traeger on. We're going to have a company that buys restaurants, Savory Group.
And yeah,
they have
Andrew.
Some really cool restaurants. And just the other one that I like here, by the way, is this company that's called lifebrand.life, where if you're on social media and you have not really thought about what you might have done in your past life,
yep,
and you're going for a job, they can help to make sure that your social media is clean. Cleansed, you might say.
Yep.
That anything harmful can be cleaned off so that it doesn't affect the rest of your life. And I'm not talking about people that have done crazy things. It's just little things.
That's right.
And little things make a big difference.
They do.
It's the little things.
You life. Forget, right? You need...
That's exactly
which is
right.
Why it's great to have tools.
Yeah. So I'm looking at this list going, this is so cool. So thank you.
Oh, of course. Thank you for being here.
You know, Sid, I've had you on the show before, but I really see what this company, Brandless, is doing. and especially with this consumer summit. It's just awesome.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for having me again. All right, on with the show. Sid Tutrow, CEO of Brandless. You'll hear me saying that throughout the entire show because they've put on this event here called the Consumer Summit. All right, thank you again.
Thanks for having me.
We're going to take a break and come back with a whole bunch of fun people here on Entrepreneur Weekly. We'll be right back.
Latest issue of Entrepreneur Magazine delivered right to your door. Visit entrepreneur.com and subscribe today.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga.
I can't stop this feeling.
Discover unstoppable industry influencers who celebrate disruptive thinking and game-changing business strategies on Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Welcome back to the Consumer Summit here in Salt Lake City. I'm Alan Taylor for Entrepreneur Magazine, Entrepreneur Weekly, on the radio all across America. Show presented by Brandless today. And joining us right now is Trina Celeste, and she's with TechMoms.org, a nonprofit. Hi there.
Hi there.
Tell us a little bit more about Tech Moms.
Yeah, we've been a nonprofit the last few years helping women transition into the technology industry. So we've had over almost 400 women go through the program in the last
women's
2.5 years.
And particularly moms?
Yeah, we target moms because there's such barriers for women as non-traditional adult learners, maybe return to work or transitioning their careers and supporting in a way that they feel like they're building a community and a network. And so that's been our primary focus, is to give them the access and demystify the tech industry where there's a lot of opportunities. We like to say tech jobs are mom jobs, right? Those are the jobs where you have a lot of flexibility and remote working, you get higher pay, and so they know that there's opportunity there, but the pathways aren't always clear. And so we run a 2-month program to be able to help transition them, giving them introduction to coding, HTML and some CSS, and then bring in presenters in UI, UX, and cybersecurity, technical sales, digital marketing, technical project management, right? There's just so much opportunity out there that just goes unfilled because they don't understand the pathways or that there's an option for them. And a lot of them can transition very quickly, right? So within less than a year.
It's so funny because my daughter, she's got 3 children now. She's 30 years old. Mm-hmm. She has, I hate to say, time on her hands. Mm-hmm. But she has time on her hands because she's a stay-at-home mom and she's doing a little homeschool, and her oldest is only 5.
Right.
But I've watched her. I watched her start posting things differently. I watched her start to become more rooted in her true beliefs as a young lady and a mom.
Right.
And so there's this change happening. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned something about remote jobs, which is something that is relatively new since the COVID.
Right.
And it's much more accepted today than it ever
has been.
Absolutely. And all of a sudden, who fits into that mold?
Yeah.
Moms,
yes.
And because if they can work at their leisure when they have time, when the naps are happening, or whatever, or the kids are playing at somebody else's house. You know, I noticed my daughter-in-law and my daughter, they're like, hey, why don't you bring the kids over and give me a break, and I'll bring the kids over and you give me
2 hours.
So
windows.
On and so yeah. A little here, a little there. All of a sudden, there's an extra household income.
Yeah.
That could maybe just make the house payment. Who knows?
Yeah. We're seeing amazing transformations. We had women, we actually launched in the middle of COVID. And it was quite the experience. We probably don't have time to talk about it today, but the opportunities that came as a result of that, the remote working, we have a lot of women creating freelance businesses, doing website. We had two of our students actually start their own dev shop, and they're building websites for small businesses.
Wow.
I'm actually just hired them to do my website. I'm a new author. I'm launching a book this next month on life, work, harmony.
Talk about it on the show with us.
And so I hired my dev moms to build my website, you know, and they're doing incredible work. Very, you know, within less than a year, they're finding these incredible pathways.
Pure brilliance.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes.
I love it. You're tapping into something that is so powerful.
Absolutely.
Good for you.
Thank you.
How can people support this nonprofit?
So you can reach out to us at tech-moms.org, and also my website is trinaceleste.com.
C-E-L-E-S-T-E. Trinaceleste.com.
Right.
Techmoms.org.
Yes.
If you love this and you want to support it, I don't see how that you couldn't just...
There's a lot of ways
help
to get
out.
Involved.
Yes,
volunteering,
in some
sponsoring,
way. Look at
mentoring,
that.
From anywhere. And we run nationally. So,
lots
of ways to get involved.
Wow, a gold mine.
Thank you.
A gold mine for humanity.
Thank you.
Yes.
I appreciate it.
All right. Trina, thank you so much. All right, we'll take another break. Consumer Summit here in Salt Lake City. Mining for gold. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
More about Entrepreneur Weekly? Visit us at entrepreneur.com. Discover unstoppable industry influencers who celebrate disruptive thinking and game-changing business strategies on Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, today I am sitting here in Salt Lake City, Utah for the Consumer Summit presented by Brandless. My guest right now is Vanessa Quigley from Chatbooks and chatbooks.com, but it's an app.
Yep.
So talk about this app, Chatbooks. What do you guys do?
Well, we help our customers, which are primarily mothers, get the photos off of their phone and into the hands of their family.
Well, why would you want to do that? I'm just going to try and see if you could see how many photos. Is there an average?
I bet you don't have as many. Well, I have over 60,000.
70,944. Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm much older, so you have to understand there's more years of photo tonnage.
Right. Okay. Well, let me tell you, I have 7 children.
You have 7?
I have 7. My oldest is 28. But when he was born, I knew that an important job for me as his mother was to help him hold on to the story of his life.
Yes.
And that was in the 90s, and scrapbooking was
so
a really
good.
Big deal. So I scrapbooked for that child.
That's awesome, right?
And then baby 7 comes along. I'm not scrapbooking.
Yeah.
I'm not printing
it's
any
all
photos.
Now.
He has nothing to show for his life. And I had this idea that maybe I could use something that I'm already using, which was Instagram, to share highlights of our family's life. I could get those photos and captions automatically printed in a book. Something's better than nothing. That was the birth of Chatbooks. And
I love it.
We've been at it now for almost 10 years.
And how's it going?
It's going awesome. The company looks very different than it did.
Well, as it
day
should,
one,
right?
Yes.
Of course.
Day one, all of our photos that we printed came from Instagram. Now, maybe less than 20%.
Really? Well, so what's the difference? What's going on?
People aren't using Instagram the same way. It used to feel like more of a personal journal, and your friends and family would follow you, and they would actually see what you post. Instagram's more of a marketplace right now, and people just aren't using it that way. But
well, don't you hate that, though? They've turned everything into commercials. It's like,
well,
I got new checks the other day, right?
Yeah.
And I got through about 8 checks, and then there was a commercial.
Yeah.
There was a page in my checkbook There was a commercial for banking doing something with the bank. And then I went, I tore that out and threw it away. I went, how dare them put a commercial in there? And then about eight more checks, there was another commercial.
Another commercial.
And I'm like, everywhere is commercials. And I get it. Everybody's got to pay their bills somehow. But my gosh, it's overboard with Facebook and all these Instagram and everybody with their commercials.
Well, as a company that advertises on Facebook and Instagram,
I get it.
I'm like, yes,
I love it.
We can do that. But as a customer,
it's so too much, right?
It's a lot. It's a lot. And you know what? And knowing that is really informs how we as a company market on those platforms.
What's funny about what you just said is if the commercial, and I don't know, I'm sure with AI,
yeah,
like whatever you're looking at, it will serve up what you're looking for, then it's helpful.
Yeah.
The problem is we are just right at the crest of all of this technology taking place.
Yeah.
Years ago, I went to an event. It was artificial intelligence marketing. Okay. To me, it was very scary. But I'm understanding how it can be used in a positive way. It's just all of the scary stuff that floats around in my mind.
Well,
but because I get it. You have to advertise somewhere where they're doing what they're doing is where you need to advertise it. How do you find that as the hardest? It's the biggest question.
Well, AI is a powerful tool, and we're using it at Chatbooks today, trying to figure out how to leverage it. But I think that, like, when thinking about advertising and like not wanting to overwhelm consumers with more like promotions, like the things we share and post as a company on social media is very different today than it was 5, 10 years ago.
Right, and it will escalate continually faster.
Yeah.
And what'll happen is then you will be getting exactly what you're looking for. Like the other day we were talking about buying a new mattress. The next 12 commercials on Facebook were mattresses. I'm like, oh my gosh, they really are listening to everything we say. Now, on one hand, it's a little scary. On the other hand, we ended up buying a mattress that from one of those ads.
Yes.
So that works.
I'm a sucker for all of the stuff that I'm served up,
right?
For sure.
Right.
Yeah.
So now, explain how this works, because it is an app. You download the app.
Yeah.
And so then what do I do then next? I'm just mind's eye.
Well, our main product is called Monthbooks. So, yeah, you can make a photo book by pulling in your Instagram posts still. But what we really want people to do is every month you open up the app. It serves up all of the pictures you've taken that month. You pick 30 of your favorites or more if you're going to make collages. And then you make a book. So you end up with a series of month books at the end of the year.
It's a digital month. It's a book.
It's a book.
Digital.
It's a book that you hold on to.
Oh, so it's a literal paper.
It's a literal book because this is why. Because when I had a five-year-old who I was constantly taking screens from, the last thing I wanted to do was give him
another screen
to look back on his childhood.
I love it.
So we make actual books that your kids can hold and sit and have a screen-free experience.
So good.
But there are also digital versions
that
you can share and enjoy. And
that's why you have a website and an app, because you got to serve up every way. All right. Starting price. What is a rough price for a month book?
$10.
Oh, geez. I'm signing up today.
Yeah. Okay. Good. That was
hoping
you'd say
that. I got 5 grandkids and more to come. I love it. Yeah. And we were doing the same thing. And I'm trying to find pictures of me as a young man. You know, I mean, I'm 63 years old. So luckily my dad was into photography. So there are some. But there are many of us that don't have many pictures of our lives.
Yeah, well, that's not the case for the young kids today.
I know.
The problem is we actually have so many.
Too many.
That parents feel like they're drowning. They don't even know where to start.
Yes.
So I will say, for anyone listening, if you are one of those people that take a million photos of your kids, keep taking the pictures. But once a week, go through, take a minute, and delete all the stuff you don't need.
That you don't
It'll
want.
It'll take a load off, and it'll make it easier to make your
I just showed her I have over 70,000 pictures.
Very impressive.
Chatbooks.com on the web. The app is also Chatbooks. Vanessa Quigley, thank you.
You're welcome.
Awesome. Awesome idea. And that's all what we're finding here at the Consumer Summit presented by Brandless. We'll be right back. Hi, it's Alan Taylor from Entrepreneur Weekly. Child sexual exploitation is an unimaginable crime that continues to invade our communities and homes. The National Children's Alliance reports that almost 700,000 children are abused in the U.S. each year, with 65% of child abuse cases involving sexual exploitation. The Maloof Foundation exists to confront this crime by providing education, promoting healing, and ensuring justice for survivors. But making a difference can't be done alone. To create the greatest impact, they're going to need your help and mine. do like I did and join the Maloof Foundation in their efforts to confront child sexual exploitation and learn how you can preserve a child's right to freedom, hope, justice, and dignity. I just want to repeat this one last time. The National Children's Alliance reports almost 700,000 children are abused in the U.S. each year. You can help. Let's do it together. At MaloofFoundation.org. That's M-A-L-O-U-F Foundation.org.
You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Welcome back to the Consumer Summit presented by Brandless. I'm Alan Taylor. It's Entrepreneur Weekly. Lots of entrepreneurs, obviously, lots of founders and CEOs, and I think we have another one here, Jeremy Andrus. He is the what over at Traeger Grills?
The mayor of the Traegerhood.
Mayor of the Traegerhood.
There we go.
What is your actual title?
CEO.
You're the CEO. Yeah. There you go. Another one. What do you think, first of all, about this Consumer Summit here?
I absolutely love it. You know, I pulled up this morning. I had a hard time finding a parking spot.
Yes.
And that, to me, just spoke volumes.
Yeah. This is only the second one, too.
Look, I mean, it's where consumer went. I came to Utah 18 years ago to co-found a brand called Skull Candy.
Oh, you're kidding me.
It was all tech, no consumer.
Right.
And over time, consumers just getting this incredible energy. And you feel it here, like the talent to build consumer. It's awesome. I could not be happier, more proud to see this.
That's awesome. Okay, so I got a fun story for you. The other day, it was my wife's 60th birthday. She's going to hate me for telling the world, but she's very well preserved, can I say
you
that?
You could have said 50th, and that would have been okay.
No, but the 60 is a big one for
a
woman.
It's a big one, totally.
So what do you buy? We've been together 43 years. We have 4 kids and 5 grandkids, and life is good. What do you buy your wife on her 60th birthday? So, I thought a fancy car. Nope, she's already got a new car. You know, what do you buy her? What would you buy her?
You're throwing me a softball.
I am, kind of.
You buy her a Traeger. Why do you buy her a Traeger? Because you start to cook and she'll cook less. It's like the greatest lifelong gift you can imagine.
So I asked my kids, what should I buy mom? What should I buy her? She already has a nice car. We have a beautiful home. We have everything we want. What should I buy? They said, Dad, buy mom a Traeger. And I was like, you want me to buy my wife a Traeger? You want me to buy her a barbecue? What, are you crazy? She's going to think that I'm giving her more work. So they all rallied.
Yeah.
They said, Dad, no, that thing you have is horrible. I go, I like my old grill. But let me tell you, I didn't know how unbelievable a Traeger was until I cooked with it twice now. Twice, only twice. But my kids come over and they want to use my Traeger. You know why? They own Traegers. So the other day, Mother's Day, right?
Yeah.
What did we have for Mother's Day? Smoked salmon.
Oh my gosh.
On the Traeger. It was the best salmon I've ever put in my mouth, and I'm 63 years old in my life.
By the way.
And I'm a fisherman.
Let's just end this right now.
I know.
Like, what you just said is beautiful.
It's your commercial. But only saying this because, first of all, we went out, and when I saw the price of these damn things, I was like, what? I think I will buy her a new car. But I spent $1,500, which you had more expensive ones.
Which means you got the Ironwood 885.
I don't know what it is.
It is. Okay. It's a workhorse. It's an incredible product.
Yes.
You're going to love it.
Well, I do love it. And I got to tell you, though, I am blown away because I did not know that you could create something that was a smart barbecue.
Yeah.
You know, and then I thought, I don't want those stupid pellets. I want charcoal or, you know. It's like my brain could not wrap around what a Traeger does.
Yeah.
And my kids, I was like the last guy on the ark. You know what I mean? My kids were saying, Dad, you got to do this. And I was like, I don't want all that. I don't want what you're telling me. But brother, I am telling you what, I am absolutely amazed and blown away. I am now your biggest salesperson out there, because everyone that comes to my house, I go, you can't believe. First of all, it just looks like a barbecue. Okay, I get it. But you put that probe in there, and I said to my son, I go, no, that's not done. You know why? Because I burn every steak. I burn everything. It's got to look a certain way, but not with a Traeger.
It's temperature.
It's an art.
Yeah, it's an art.
You've created an art and science out of something that Caveman Alan would burn everything in a charcoal. You know, it's like, yes, it's, I want to taste the charcoal. But no, I'm a changed man because of you. I'm telling you what.
I love it. And
Jeremy,
and
I don't know how to even think. Can I kiss you?
You know, that's, that would be
filmed.
A little awkward. afterward. There we go.
But I'll have a little bit of steak in the corner of my mouth when I do. But yeah, wow. For those who don't know what a Traeger grill can do, find a friend, put an ad on Facebook that says, I need a friend that has a Traeger. Go experience the food that comes out of this virtually the easiest thing I've ever done in cooking, period.
You know, we have a slogan. It's called Taste the Difference. And it truly, if you taste food that comes off a Traeger, it's a different experience. It's
truly
exactly what you've just said.
Truly. I don't know. How did you come up with this? Or how did whoever come up with it came up with it?
So a guy named Joe Traeger, out of Oregon,
I live in Oregon.
In Mount Angel, Oregon, in 1987. Classic entrepreneur. He said there's got to be a better way to cook food.
In 87. I'm using the, you know, turn of the century, better quality stuff than what he even made in the original.
What you're using is state of the art. And this is one of the things I love about it. By the way, when I met Traeger in 2013, I flew to Oregon and I sat in a conference room and I listened to a dozen consumers one at a time say things like what you just said.
Yeah.
The very first one.
It's bizarre.
The very first one says, my Traeger changed my life. And I put my pen down and I said, say that again?
Yeah, it's true.
And I never heard of it. It was this regional brand. It was an innovation that never found its way to consumers. It was an early adopter's product. It had issues. It was a great solution. Product had issues. But we've really set out to preserve all of the heritage of our brand, the way that Nike does.
Yeah.
But to bring real innovation and technology so that a guy like me, who was terrible at cooking before, cooks and people freak out. My kids say, Dad, I can't believe you did this.
Well, what is so interesting is that exact right there. My son came over and he brought this beautiful big filet salmon, right? And I'm thinking, you know, I like salmon. I like lox smoked salmon. I'm okay with salmon, but this is a game changer.
It's a new experience.
He smoked it.
Totally.
And I looked at him, I looked at my son, and I was like, I heard, I don't know if I have, you know, maybe I have a sound effect. No, hold on. Here we go. There it is.
That is it. I like that better than the laughing one.
Hold on. I got all kinds. No, that's not it. Music came out of nowhere. It's like,
it's amazing.
Something happened. I go, son, you just did something that is life-changing.
Yeah.
I want to eat salmon every day. Salmon's really good for you.
Yep.
You know, it just really is. And my wife would make salmon. I go, the house smells like salmon. Not when you smoke it in a Traeger.
That's exactly right.
It's like, oh, my God. So it really is life-changing. Yeah. It's bizarre.
It truly is. You know, so our mission in life is to bring people together to create a more flavorful world.
All right. Let me take a break. Come back and talk more because this is so new. It's so fresh. I've only had it, you know, like, what's it been? A month. And we're talking about Traeger grills. They're fantastic. And that's T-R-A-E-G-E-R. If you guys have not heard of them, please take some time to go check them out. Jeremy is going to be right back with us. We'll find out a little bit more about this company. Stay with us. All right, welcome back. It is Entrepreneur Weekly, a life-changing experience for Alan Taylor buying a Traeger grill for my wife's birthday. But I got to tell you, she loves it. You know why? I'm out there.
Because you're cooking for her now.
Now I'm cooking for her, and I'm not going to burn it. I'm not going to overcook the steak. The whole family comes over for Sunday fun day with my grandkids and the rest, and they all are fighting over who's going to cook what on the grill. And it's crazy. How do you bring a family together better than something like this?
You know, and this is really what it's all about for us. And this is why people fall in love with it. They bring it home. They fall in love with cooking, which no one loved cooking before. And then suddenly they feed their family. And the feedback is like this emotional glowing with pride. It's like, it's sort of like, Dad, you did this for me. This is so good. And what happens when you find a hobby that you get really good at, you want to do it more and more and more. So we're really bringing innovation in not only the durable, but innovation in the digital experience.
Right.
The content that meets you where you are as a chef or as an early Traeger consumer. And we bring you along this journey, and we want you to be great. And we want you to take that credit.
I'm a Traeger head now, I got to tell you. Now, let's talk about the the company.
Yeah.
How are things going? Growth? What's next? Just curious.
You know, so we bought this business about 10 years ago, actually 10 years ago, June, doing about $70 million in revenue. And we're about 10 times that size.
Wow.
And so we've grown a lot, but we're still just scratching the surface of, I'm not going to call it barbecue anymore, of outdoor cooking in the U.S., right, of home right. cooking.
It's gourmet, I'm telling you.
It's gourmet. And so the challenge that we have, we got to continue to innovate the product. We've got to make the cooking experience better. But then we've got to find a way to evangelize to a consumer like you. I mean, you're from Oregon.
Right.
Oregon is where the brand was born.
I know.
And yet it took us 36 years to get you. So
yeah.
We've got to accelerate education and make sure that a consumer knows when you cook on a Traeger grill, your food's going to taste better. And that's a fact. We've, through hundreds of thousands yeah. of surveys, we've proven that.
Yeah.
The data shows. And by the way, the consistency of the result is so far and away better than putting a flame on your protein.
Well, you know what's funny is, I was a non-believer. I thought, you know, no, you can't do it that way because I was stuck in caveman barbecue.
Totally. Yeah, you know what's going to happen now? 80% of Traeger owners have recommended the brand to an average of 6 other consumers.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's see, hold on. 6 million are going to hear this. So yeah.
Bring it on. I love right. it. I love it.
Right. This is amazing, though. Okay, so what is next then? How do you continue to go from, you went to the moon.
Yeah.
Now you got to go to Mars.
So we really believe the product experience can never be static. It's got to get better and better and better. And so if you look at what we launched a couple of months ago, it is so far and away better than what existed 5 years ago. And if you look at what's coming down the pike, it is so far and away better than what is there today. So the product experience, both the physical product, the pellets that you use to create better flavor
yep.
and better texture in your food, and this content that leads you on the cooking journey, they're all going to get better.
I know what you have to do, brother. You're going to have to do, I can just see.
I want to hear it.
There's only one fix for this because you have created something that creates a consistency.
Yeah.
So you cannot have a competition because it's perfect every time.
Bam.
So there's no barbecue competition. It's like everyone's a winner.
Yep.
So you got to do a barbecue intervention for all the people that still flame
an
intervention. Destroy their food.
You know,
it's a TV show. I could see it. Barbecue intervention.
For those putting the flavor of propane on your food and, and burning it from the outside in,
you're describing me.
It's an intervention. It's stressful. Yeah, by the way, it's no longer stressful because if you want medium rare, you will get an alert on your phone on a Traeger when it hits 135 degrees.
It's so bizarre. It is the weirdest thing. Honestly, I feel like I was a teenager again, and somebody was just explaining sex to me, and I went, ew! All right, well, we'll just see about this. And then all of a sudden, oh, that's what it's like.
So we've got some great ad campaigns, and I'm going to send them to you. You're going to love them.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Traeger Grills. Now, based in Utah now.
Based in Utah. We moved it to Utah 8 years ago.
Okay.
I had built a brand called Skull Candy.
And is that still out there?
Still out there. Still based in Park City. Actually performing well still. And I needed to relocate the brand and sort of start it. There was this legacy team, and I needed to infuse more entrepreneurship, and Utah's the place.
So cool.
So I brought it here.
Yeah, so cool. This ring you're wearing.
This is
show the camera there for where also you guys can watch this.
I know that's not how you show a Super Bowl ring, but I can't flip off the camera the way that Tom Brady does, or actually with all of his.
Yes. What is it? What is it now?
You know, this is the Traeger Super Bowl ring.
And you guys, in 2021.
So 3 years running, we create 100 Super Bowl rings, and the whole community freaks out, and they cook, and they create content, and they post it hoping to be a lucky winner.
Yeah, yeah.
There are days where I worry that someone sees this and knows what it means, and they're going to cut my middle finger off to get it.
Right.
It's like the community is everything. The passion out
awesome.
There for Traeger is incredible.
All right, so since I'm a fisherman.
Yeah.
And you have changed my life when it comes to fishing. It used to be I would fish and I would give away a lot of the fish.
Yeah.
Fish tacos I can handle. But now that we can smoke and cook our salmon the way my son did the other day, I'm blown away. You need to make a small one that goes on the side of a boat or RVs. You've probably already got this. I don't know.
We do.
See? So I'm going to go buy one. That's all there is to it.
It's called the Ranger.
Okay. There you go. Is it just Traeger.com?
Traeger.com.
Traeger.com. TRAEGER.com. Jeremy Andrus.
By the
thank
way.
Thank you, brother. Thank
best,
you.
Best Father's Day gift in the world. It's coming.
Oh, there you go. There you go. See? I used it for my wife's birthday, but yes, Father's Day could not be a wiser choice.
You got to drop the hint, the Ranger for you on Father's Day.
There you go. The Ranger. All right, we'll be right back
rock
from
and
Utah and the Consumer Summit. Stay with us.
So leave this one alone. She can tell right away.
Need a mentor? One-on-one online sessions with Entrepreneur Magazine's experts can help you start a business, grow your business, build your brand, fundraise, and more. Book your one-on-one session with experienced business owners and media experts. Jason Pfeiffer, editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine, can help you perfect your business pitch to media. Businesswoman Kathleen Griffith, founder of Grace & Company, can help improve your growth and marketing strategies. Need guidance on improving your leadership skills? Elizabeth Gore, president of Alice, can help you become a strong, value-driven leader. So what are you waiting for? Book your one-on-one session with Entrepreneur's lineup of experts today. Visit entrepreneur.com/mentors. Again, that's entrepreneur.com/mentors.
Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Welcome back. It is Entrepreneur Weekly live on the show floor from the Consumer Summit presented by Brandless here in Utah. Lots of Utah companies, entrepreneurs, founders, and CEOs, just like Madeline Van Hoff from ShareHouse. ShareHouse.com. What is ShareHouse?
Sure. ShareHouse is an e-commerce community. And we bring in brands and align with them, brand founders and their executive teams, we align with them and we connect them to really good resources. So that could be access to good capital and funding partners.
Nice. Access, I've heard of this company.
Yes, there you go. Yeah, well, I'm glad. Yeah, access to vetted service providers, technology teams, recruiting opportunities, exclusive events, and all expense paid VIP trips with other founders. That's who we are today.
Okay. What are you looking for in companies to help? To partner with, to share your house.
Sure. Typically, house. Yes, to share our house at ShareHouse. Typically, the brands that we work with are doing $10 million or more in revenue per year. But that we go up as high as about $200 million today is the largest company within the network.
So what you're saying is even companies that are doing $200 million need help.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, there are just different challenges based on the different levels of business development that they're at. And in e-commerce especially, there's kind of this heads-down approach where these leaders are hearing all day long from lots of different service providers and technology teams who are saying, we're the best, we're the best, we're the best. But they need to validate that somehow. And so they can validate that with their peers. And I don't know that they find the opportunities to get in rooms with those peers enough. Also, a lot of times they show up to networking opportunities where all of those vendors are there pitching them, trying to sell them. So we try to curate these experiences for them to get with other founders and learn and share together, as well as we have good data on all the members within our community, and we can share that. You know, we can share the companies in our community that are doing, you know, 10 to 20 million or 100 million to 150 million. These are the services they're using. This is their technology stack. Here are the recommendations from essentially your peers.
It's so funny because small companies, they think once you're doing 10 million, you've got to be over the part of life where you need help in that area.
Right.
And then they're, you know, 200 million. Oh, they've got it all figured out, says the little guy, right?
Yes.
But the reality is all you're doing is multiplying your problems, multiplying the pressure on your shoulders. So they need help. Maybe even way more than the little guy that has 5 or 10 employees.
And so we try to facilitate those relationships and those conversations between, you know, one founder or one CEO, one CFO, whoever it is, and that of another or several that are in that same level of business development.
Okay, two questions. Sure. One is, why the $10 million mark? I mean, do you make exceptions, you know, $8.5 million? So you do make exceptions.
Absolutely, we make exceptions. We even have some very small companies that are in the network because they have very interesting products, interesting business models, interesting marketing strategies.
Yeah, because I was wondering, they knock on the door and you're like, no, go away, you're just not there yet.
We have a community that welcomes everyone in e-commerce, anyone and everyone in e-commerce, but we specifically tailor what we do for e-commerce companies that have traction, have proven traction, and are ready to make some big decisions that will further that success.
How long have you been in business?
So we launched this less than a year ago.
Wow.
And yeah, and we essentially doubled down in January, brought in additional leadership, wow, built out the executive team, and since January, it's been like the train is gone and we're running to catch it.
Wow.
So good problems to have.
Well, you are filling a need. That's what entrepreneurs do. You told me you've lived in New York and LA and you've started a few businesses already. What makes this one so special to you that you just decided, all right, this is what I'm doing?
Yeah. Well, so
you like helping people.
This is somewhat of a spin-off of other businesses, but it's a spin-off of my entire life. I feel like I've just grown my career when I wasn't working for myself, helping other people build their businesses and chase their dreams. And so here we are building a business to continue doing that. So we're here to help people chase their dreams, further their businesses, further their interests, and we get to do it working for ourselves and building a business to do just that.
Mother of three, you said you had three children
in less than three years.
How has that changed your life and the way you do business? Just curious.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I had my first during my first startup. And I tell people all the time, I didn't sleep in that first year, not necessarily because I had a newborn, but because I had a startup.
Right.
And it was kind of all on me. I was the operating partner and running so fast. But I think that it gave me a lot of that maybe fire or additional motivation that I needed to make it through those really hard startup months and years. Mm. So, yeah, now three and three. Man, I can do anything. It's like, sleep? What's sleep?
Sharehouse.com, Madeline Venhoff. Congratulations.
Thanks so much.
Love it. Another Utah company. That's it for me here at the Consumer Summit. And oh, my gosh, I'm inspired. We'll see you next time right here on Entrepreneur Weekly.
This program is copyrighted by Entrepreneur Media Incorporated.